My experience, the two biggest deficiencies are B12 and iron. The B12 you get by taking a sublingual tablet. It's extremely absorbable. Vitamin B12 is very dangerous because if you go for a long time without it, years, your body can store it for years. But if you run out, it causes irreversible nervous system damage. So you can take B12 supplements, and if they're sublingual, which means you put them under your tongue and they melt, you can get a couple thousand percent of your daily recommended allowance from one of those pills, and it's completely absorbable. You can catch yourself up in a month easy if you've been vegan for years and you haven't been taking supplements. But it's very important, and all vegans should know that. Knowing that, though, if you eat a healthy, well-rounded diet, you're in great shape. You're going to outlive a non-meat eater, statistically, and I don't think you have much to worry about. If you have a tendency toward anemia, you want to make sure you take iron supplements, and certain ones are much more absorbable than others. Ferrous succinate, or succinate, I'm not sure how you say it, is the best one, the best non-heme iron, which means non-animal iron, non-blood bound, to absorb. So, sublingual vitamin B12 supplements and non-heme iron. We've got these things today, you know, maybe it was natural to eat meat a long time ago, maybe it's still natural today, but I really feel that nothing we do today is natural anymore, so you can't make that argument anymore. If you want to make a compassionate choice and not eat meat, then you should try to not do it, take these supplements, and be kind to animals. I'm actually not vegan. I try to be, but I'm not. So I'll do organic and free-range eggs and dairy, only occasionally. I try not to judge people in general, but I give them a lot more credit because they're closely bound to the process. When you're eating factory farmed meat and, you know, tortured dairy cows and stuff, you're not connected to the process at all, and you know, it's a really sad thing. When you go vegetarian or vegan, this is my experience, instead of trying not to think about where your food comes from, you can start thinking about where it came from and kind of taking joy in that, because it's a healthy, natural process, it's part of life. But so many of my friends that do eat meat, you know, they're like, I don't want to think about where this came from. And it's kind of sad. We do this about once a month. I do other kinds of protests too, mostly anti-war stuff. But I think this is really important because, you know, food is such a tiny percentage of our overall expenses in this country. By paying a little bit more, we could raise these animals very humanely. And it's done, it's just not done on a mass scale. Since World War II, we started this factory farming thing, and it's never stopped, you know. It's just tragic, because it wouldn't really change our standard of living very much to make these 8 billion animals that are slaughtered every year much, much more comfortable during their lifetimes. No, but that's a good idea, I should. I have a friend who, she has a friend with a goat, and they were going to slaughter it and eat it. And I asked her if I could go, and I told her if she was going to eat some, she should go see the slaughter too, because she's been vegan for years. And I think we're going to do that. And, yeah. So, to eat it.
How long has it been since you've eaten
it? 5 years.
I'm sorry.
No, a friend of a friend is going to slaughter the lamb, or it's a goat or a lamb, I can't remember, to eat. And my friend who's been vegan for a long time and just recently switched back to being just vegetarian, actually pescatarian, you eat fish and eggs and dairy, but you don't eat land animals. But yeah, I told her that if she's going to do that, she should be part of the process of the taking of life of the animal, because otherwise you don't really know what that's supposed to be like, what you're actually taking, you know? No animal wants to die. No human wants to die. And you should be able to witness that process and make sure you're okay with it before you take of that. Because 1,000 years ago, more than likely you would have had to witness that death and reconcile it before you ate it. It's different back then because these animals, you had to kill animals 1,000 years ago to survive, because we didn't have transportation like we do now to carry fresh foods all over the place and get a variety of healthy food, and we didn't have supplements. But we do today, it's completely different. So anytime somebody says it's natural to eat meat, you know, that's true, but you don't have to do it, and you can be perfectly healthy. In fact, you'll be a lot healthier without it. Cancer rates for the most common cancers are twice as prevalent for the most common cancers among meat eaters compared to vegetarians. And, you know, vegetarians live longer. It's a low-calorie diet, you know. I do, yeah, I get a lot of exercise.
Did you feel a difference
when I, well, when I went vegetarian, I also cleaned up my diet a lot because I thought I'm going to need to definitely eat healthier if I'm not going to be eating meat, because I didn't know much about it at the time. I kind of just did it because I thought, I moved to California and I saw, you know, the menu is completely different here. And after a while I noticed I'd pretty much stopped eating meat. And so I just decided to switch. But I thought, just in case, I'll start eating healthier. And what was the question? Sorry. Yeah, the difference. I definitely felt better. I definitely got sick a lot less because I wasn't eating, you know, frozen vegetables and white bread and all these things that are highly processed. So. I don't completely avoid it, but for the most part, I eat pretty healthy food. So, but when you're vegetarian, you have a limited, you know, less selection, especially in this culture, in the U.S. And so you kind of have to go out there and find out these new foods. You know, like there's so many great things out there that people don't know about. And thank God for the vegetarian community here in Santa Cruz and elsewhere, because they're pushing that and they're getting those foods out there. And you know, everyone's getting healthier because of it. So it's a good thing.
Do you come across a lot of unhealthy vegans?
I hate to say it, but yeah, I definitely have known a lot of vegans who were really thin, and that's part of why I'm afraid to go there completely. I mean, I try to minimize it, but a lot of the vegans I've known, though, have been, you know, that are like that, haven't known about B12 supplementation.
You think they're just misinformed or underinformed?
Yes, yeah, so... I think that happens a lot. Here at UCSC, which I shouldn't be talking about this because I've never been there, but I know some people that go there. You get a lot of young people converting to veganism because it's very popular there. They serve vegan meals in the cafeteria. They take good care of people who are vegan. But you also get young people who are just don't want to kill animals. You know, a lot of their friends are taking the vegan diet, but they don't have the time to do the research about nutrition and to find out. And it's not prevalent enough that, you know, everywhere you go, you don't get healthy food, you know, by default. So yeah, you see that a lot. Yeah, I haven't bought leather since 5 years ago. And, yeah, no crocodile skin boots for me.
How can people get more involved in this campaign?
Well, it's a nationwide thing, and, actually, I'll wait till she gets the camera because this is... I definitely want to say this. It's a nationwide campaign orchestrated against KFC to try to get them to raise the standards that they use for slaughtering the chickens and raising the chickens. So, you know, this is happening all over the U.S. And for a while, I believe they stopped the protests because KFC said, if you call off the protests, we'll see what we can do to reform. And then they just scrapped that, and so we're back. And this worked on McDonald's. A couple decades ago, and McDonald's has such a tremendous buying power that the meat they were purchasing, the beef, they reformed the guidelines for the slaughter of the cows, and as a result, half the slaughterhouses in the country now have extremely humane slaughter for their cows. So we're trying to get the same thing with KFC. Well, I mean, it's never okay. I try to be rational about the whole thing. You know, I just want to encourage improvement. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to cut on anybody because that's just not realistic. Everybody's just trying to make a living. You just want to help people shift their priorities so that they're doing something in a more compassionate way. You can still make a living, you know. You might have to give up 1% of your standard of living, you know, but it's worth it, you know.
In your opinion, do you think at some point in time America will be vegan?
No, I don't think that we'll ever have a totally vegan society, but I think that it'll be a lot more common. We'll see, you know. I think that probably what will happen is that people will start to learn about what's going on at these factory farms, and how miserable the lives of these animals are, and how intelligent these animals are. Most people don't realize a pig is as smart as a 2-year-old human child. They're completely against aborting human children at age negative 8 months, but they're completely for that ham dinner, you know? There's definitely a big difference in potential between those two animals, but at the time of their death, there's no comparison. The pig is far more sentient. So it's kind of a tragic thing. But I think in the future you'll see a lot more people that are at least eating free-range meat and organic dairy products and cage-free eggs, things like that. So,
how can people get more involved locally here in Santa Cruz?
Well, there's the Progressive Animal Rights Alliance. If you look online, you can find us there, and that's the group that we formed and we organized this protest. Every once in a while, we'll go down on Pacific Avenue and table and give out information for people who are interested in information on nutrition and recipes, things like that, why you should consider vegetarianism or veganism. But really, in the Bay Area, there's a ton of organizations. A quick web search will lead you to 20 or 30 that are just amazingly active and really effective. So in San Francisco and in Berkeley, it's much stronger network than here in Santa Cruz.
Are there any other messages you want to get out to the people that are listening to this interview?
Yeah, I think it's always good to step back and realize how much we have in this country, and that by giving up 5-10% of it, you can make a huge difference in the lives of other people in other countries and the lives of all feeling beings on this planet. So I try to encourage people not to always have the grass is greener thing, always have the, you know, I need more, I want more. If you give up just a little bit, you can make a huge difference.
And what's your name?
Ryan.
Thanks for your time, Ryan.
No problem. Take care. Thank you.